Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 27, 2013, and this is Taylor St. Theos, Chicago Council 8 volunteer reporting. Over the past several weeks, our AFA Reserve Committee has continued testing the negotiated reserve preference system with management. This testing has been rigorous and focused mainly on how it will bridge between the preferencing system and Unimatics. Although there has been progress, new issues continue to arise. Many of these issues relate to data communication between the various components of Unimatic and the requirements of the preferencing system. There are many different parties that are responsible for different parts of the implementation of the system. The vendor Jepson is responsible for the major programming and logic of the system, while various United IT staff are responsible for the actual execution of the system. This week's Jepson is expected to release a major programming upgrade designed to fix many of the issues that have been identified over the past several months. Depending on the results of the further testing after the upgrade, this may be the last major component that Jepson is responsible for before the implementation can move forward. United's IT staff are working to resolve all their identified issues as they occur. However, we have observed that one fix results in a new problem that was not anticipated. We'll continue to provide you with more updates as testing continues. We continue to receive reports that flight attendants and other work groups are confused on check-in times. Flight attendant boarding and passenger boarding. In order to alleviate this confusion, we have provided a chart available on our website that breaks down the check-in times at home and at layover points and flight attendant and passenger boarding times for domestic and international operations. Section 12.N.1 provides for an increase of up to 45 minutes to our commencement of duty at home and or at layover point for specific departing international flights, provided this information is published in the line's monthly bid package cover letter prior to bidding. If you are asked to board an aircraft earlier than what is listed in your Flight Attendant Information Manual, FAIM, or what is printed on the IBS, please politely decline. The purpose of the time between the flight attendant boarding and passenger boarding is to support the work that we do as safety professionals on board the aircraft. It is best to proactively address the issue. Remember to conduct a thorough briefing with the customer service representative prior to boarding the aircraft. Establish the boarding time expectation clearly and confirm the understanding of the CSR as to when boarding will begin. If you are improperly required to board passengers before the boarding time listed in the FAIM or on your IBS, and you are directed by management to board early, clearly state your objection. If the issue is not resolved with the CSR, you should contact a local in-flight supervisor for assistance. If one is not available, you should file a local council worksheet with your local council. Remaining engaged and informed during contract negotiations is a responsibility we all share. In the past, we've used the Flight Attendant Negotiation Network, better known as the FAN, to provide the latest negotiation news. However, the current post-merger negotiations are unique and being carried out along with our flying partners from Continental and Continental Micronesia. Because this is a totally new process, a new program was developed. The R United newsletter website and joint one campaign and one program have replaced the FAN. The newsletter, along with other negotiation-related information, can be assessed at runited.org. You can sign up to receive the newsletter, which is produced every other Friday and emailed directly to you. The Joint One campaign focuses on building solidarity, unity, and power throughout all the three flight attendant work groups. In addition, flight attendant volunteers are being trained as our negotiation experts, who serve as a point person for all flight attendants seeking the latest information or who have questions pertaining to the negotiating process. As with the FAN members, ones receive breaking news in advance. If you are part of the FAN and would like to continue supporting our negotiations and our flying partners, please contact your local council to sign up for next one training. The one program is also a great opportunity for those who would like to assume a more active role in our union and our future. 1 year ago today, we began negotiations for a joint collective bargaining agreement with the company. Since that time, we've created a number of initiatives designed to foster solidarity and demonstrate to the company that we stand behind our joint negotiating committee. Today, we are proud to introduce the next phase of the campaign, It's Our Contract. A key aspect of the It's Our Contract campaign is the direct input of the members in the form of photographs of flight attendants holding a sign that briefly defines the most important subject for you in our joint contract or joint collective bargaining agreement. You can find pictures of your flying partners who have already participated at runited.org or by clicking on the It's Our Contract icon on the front page of unitedafa.org. We want you to be a part of this initiative. Photos must adhere to the following guidelines. Flight attendants must be in full regulation uniform, including proudly displaying your union pin in the photo. Write your words on a horizontal 8.5 by 11 sheet of plain white paper with black marker. Have someone take the picture for you. Group dots are welcome. Please send your photo to communications@ourunited.org and include your full name, domicile base, and employee file number. By submitting your photo, you grant AFA-CWA permission to use it in our joint contract negotiation campaign. Have fun and don't forget to smile. That's all for this evening. Thanks for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.